Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The holiday season is off and rolling with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just for the big four. BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that's played. From MMA to international soccer. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
What's up,
Ken?
What's
Clark,
up, brother?
KC 1400. What's good, man?
What's going on, man? What's up, Tiger Nation? Happy pre-Thanksgiving. Happy the day before Thanksgiving. Oh, man, bro. Hey, man, everybody should be cooking, man. The kitchens ought to be smelling real good right now. Everybody should have their outfits ready for tomorrow, man. But, you know.
And we'll see it all on Facebook. We'll see it all.
When duty calls, we show up, man. So, you know, we appreciate Tiger Nation for pulling up the Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club Live. You know who it is.
Special edition episode.
Special edition, man. Hey, D-Core C always working, man. You always working, doing something, man. I always got something up your sleeve, man. So when you hit me up, I said, hey, let's do it, baby. You know what time it is. So the season is over. We finished the season 7-4 in the inaugural season under Coach T.C. Taylor. And so you know what that means. That means that it is officially recruiting season, man.
We don't get a break, man.
We don't get a break.
There was a time where after the season, you got to, you know, relax for at least a couple weeks, a month before, you know, mid-January, you start looking at the February signing class. But now it's year-round.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And this is something a little new, something a little different for us. But, you know, I would say the brand has grown a little bit more over the season. I think I would say so. And the players that, you know, that and coaches and those who have joined Tiger Talk has done a great job of just helping us continue to push this this form of media, you know, in favor of the university forward. So recruits, they watch. They watch also, man. So you got to tell the people what you done had, what you got cooking up, man. This is the first dish of Thanksgiving.
well, first, let's just shout out Coach T.C. Taylor. You know, we're talking about recruiting because a year ago at this time, you know, he was just getting the job or officially. I guess a year ago he hadn't even been announced. But what he was able to do from the time that he was announced up until that December signing class, was that like 2 weeks that he had, Ken, to put together a class?
Yeah, he got announced as the head coach December 13, 2022. And signing day was, I think, December 21st, man. So we had the Celebration Bowl on the 17th. And then our previous coach bounced, and the new coach takes over. Signing day, I want to say, was that Wednesday. So Coach Taylor
Man. Very impressive, the class that he put together, the number one HBCU recruiting class, and I think number two in FCS behind Campbell. So I'm just excited to see what he could do with the full year and a full staff, because he didn't have a full staff to help recruit back then. So, you know, we see commits, we see, you know, guys visiting and announcing offers, but now it's time to get down to the commitments. That's what we've all been waiting on.
Yeah, everybody like to talk about, man, who may potentially leave the room, but we're always excited about who's joining the family. See, D.I. Love, when we say that, it's a real thing, man. We truly love Jackson State University, athletics, university, all that good stuff, man. And but we're always excited for who decides that they want to become a Jackson State Tiger and they join and grow their extended family, because you do know once you become a Jackson State Tiger, man, your family grows pretty big, pretty fast, and once a tiger, always a tiger. So we just stay focused on what's in front of us. And hey, man, this is another way that we could do it. But to your point, man, huge shout out to Coach T.C. Taylor, Coach Otis Ridley, Coach Brandon Morton. And I say that because I want to say from this staff, those were the only three that stayed in the room. Mm-hmm. If I forget someone, forgive me, but I don't think we kept anyone else in the room other than Coach the head coach, the assistant coach / tight ends coach, and the running backs coach. You know, other than that, everybody else that came in the room joined the family. This is their first year. We talking new trainer, new support staff. Dominique's still the equipment manager, and you know, we bring in new media, new everything. So, I mean, he didn't even really get a chance to enjoy his Christmas, man. I guess it was. It was a Christmas. He finally becomes the head coach. I know he's been waiting for quite some time, and you know, didn't disappoint. He gave himself a C grade, but I got to respect Coach TC, because the goal was to finish in Atlanta. We started in Atlanta, finished in Atlanta. We fell short of our goal. So this is how you go about to improve your roster. You know, we've met quite a bit of adversity, man. We had quite a few injuries that hit us this season, and he didn't miss a beat, didn't skip a beat, man. It was the next man up mentality. So now that you know, I mean, you're talking about not only new coaches, Corey, but you're also talking about a mass exodus of players that were looking for a new home, just because the culture of the locker room changed pretty drastically when our previous coach left. So a lot of new faces, a lot of familiar faces walked out the room, a lot of new faces walked in. And then we proceed to continue about the business of Jackson State University football. So here we are now, and Tiger Talk still around. We didn't stop doing whatever we did. It is that we do. We had a great year ourselves, and we pressed through 11 grueling seasons, and games throughout this entire season. And here we are now. So I'm excited for this particular aspect of it. This is something that we haven't done before, Corey. So I'll let you kind of jump into that whenever you get ready, man. So I know we got 180 people already watching. Man, y'all make sure y'all hit the like button, the share button, the subscribe button. And tell all the recruits, man, to tune in, man. We want all the recruits to come on Tiger Talk and let us know they want to be Tiger, man.
Well, yeah, we're excited to see Coach TC really put his stamp on the program. Typically, when a new coach comes in, they like to, you know, you like to give him a year or two to bring in his guys, his recruiting class. So this will be his, his second class, but, you know, it's his first class where he's had a full year to really recruit. And we have a young man who's visited, who's made a commitment, and he wants to announce it live on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. So we're not going to say a name. We're going to let him do all the honors and introduce himself and make his big announcement. So we'll go ahead and bring him in.
Let's go ahead and bring him on up, man. There he is.
What's up, y'all? My name is Jalen Payne. I go to Independence Community College. I'm the starting punter there. And I was just letting y'all know I'll be committing to Jackson State today. You know, I took my visit last weekend, and it's pretty amazing. A lot of people showed up to the game. I spoke with Coach Hammock, Taekwon Hammock, T.C. Taylor. Met the running backs coach, but I forgot his name. But
Brandon Morton.
So yeah, Brandon. But the thing I loved most was he came out, he greeted me, you know. He showed me around, showed me good places to eat at. But when I put on that uniform, that was just like, that was something I always dreamed of doing. Like, that was the first school to let me do it. First school to bring me down on a visit, let me put on a uniform. And I just like to thank like a lot of folks, like my family, my dad most importantly, because I wouldn't know how to punt if it wasn't for my dad. My dad was a punter. He was an all-conference punter at Albany State. And, you know, I'm kind of lost the words right now because I'm nervous.
Hey, it's okay, man. It's okay. It's all right.
We know you're not nervous out there on the field because we've seen some of the highlights. So that's what the fans care about. We can be nervous here all day, but when the lights come on and it's time for you to punt that ball out of the end zone, we've seen you punt it clear across the field, past the 50. So that's what we look for.
Yeah, I learned all that from my dad. My dad, going through middle school, I started punting a little bit, but I didn't really do it. I tried to play another position like receiver, DB, didn't really get no playing time. Eventually went to Mount Zion High School, started punting there. Was a starting punter on JV, wasn't the best. Ended up transferring schools because I went to the school where my mom was being a cheer coach at, which was Lovejoy High School in Clayton County, Georgia. And I started taking punt more serious there, but I also was doing another sport called swim. But I was really taking swim more serious at the time because I don't know. I just fell in love with swimming. But then I went to a four-year, and I just thought about playing football again because I was swimming at a four-year, and I just thought about playing football again. So I just left the four-year, entered the transfer portal, took the fall 2022 year off, and then landed at a JUCO, and then just went up from there. But I worked hard. When I say I worked hard,
yeah,
at the Independence, man, I kid you not. In the summer, I got up there after July 4th, July 5th. I was going to the field like 2 to 3 times a day, like real life, like working, like to the point, like the day after my legs hurting. Like, I just don't feel like doing nothing, but I'm just still pushing myself because, like, I made a lot of folks a promise. And I made the promise before and I had failed them. I had made it again and I had failed them. But I told them this time I was going to make it right because I knew I couldn't mess up again. So this time I made it right. I did everything the correct way and everything fell into place how I wanted it to fall in place.
So let me say this. You know, they say failure is nothing more than delayed success, right? So yes, that's all that was. You know, I see you got dad. Is that dad in the background?
Yes, sir.
What's up, dad? I know dad is proud.
How you doing?
Hey, man, we excited to have you, have your son, and we excited for the Payne family to join the Tiger family, man. And we have a motto. We say, look, if the coaches want you, we want you. We want you even more. So I know you even got showered with love anytime you put out that offer, that Jackson State offer.
And, I did.
Hey, man, it's nothing like it. It's a different type of place. Now, let me say this, though. We would have loved to have had you this season because, boy, we found some adversity this season. You hear me? shout out to my guy, man, Matt Nall, man. You know, the All-American punter. Matt went down with an injury. We had our long snapper kicking. You know, we had
what?
Yeah, it was a very interesting year, man. So it would have been nice to have you, Jalen, in a Tiger uniform, you know, because I know Avery, you know, he did the best he could do, and we love that, man. So we're excited. And this just goes to show that the coaches are very in tune with exactly what they need and how they want to shape and build his roster. So we prepared, man. And if you in your specialist, join that room, I got to say this, and I'll let you continue. You're going to actually join the room with another specialist that will be in that room by the name of Dylan Watson, who's actually a walk-on kicker. We needed a kicker in the middle of the season. And we found Dylan by the grace of God that he was a student. And he turned out to be a phenomenal kicker, man, coming out of Germantown and here locally in Jackson, Mississippi, well, Madison. But I'll say this too. We also made history this season, you know, with Leilani Armenta, you know, our first female kicker to score in the D1 game. And So the adversity that we saw actually created history for us, and or should we say her story, right? So you're going to be in a really, really, really awesome specialist room. Coach Tyquan Hammack did a pretty good job of handling the adversity that we fought through this season. So, man, we couldn't be more excited to have you. And but I got one question for you. You know, talk about the stars, man. You say five-star punter, man. How do you get those? I know the kickers and specialists are kind of graded a little differently. I've seen 4.5. I've seen 4-star. Like, talk to us a little bit about how you're graded in regards to get that grade.
Well, how I'm graded, I don't know if y'all know the kicking camp. It's called 101 Kicking, owned by Coach Mike McCabe. If you don't know who Coach Mike McCabe is, shout out to Coach Mike McCabe. That's the GOAT for real. Like, he's the GOAT for real. But Coach Mike McCabe, he's got punters in the league. He's got about like maybe 10 or 11 punters in the league. He's got long snappers in the league. He trained Jake Camarda, Rodrigo Blankenship. Oh, you know, those are two former Georgia football players who.
Yeah, Blankenship. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Blankenship in the league, but I know Camarda's with the Buccaneers right now. But it was always a dream to have stars. I ended up talking to McCabe, and because I ended up getting during the summer, I ended up getting put up for preseason All American. The JC Gridiron punters and kickers watch list. So I called my kicking coach and I let him know. And I told him, I was like, they just made me a Rivals account and they put all the schools on there that's recruiting me and stuff. And I was like, when I come home, is there any way you can set up a camp so I can get some stars? And he was just like, we'll just go ahead and make you a 5-star. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah. He said, if we can make you 6, we'll do it, but we can't. I was just like, thank you. I was like, thank you. And as soon as I had got that, I called my dad immediately because Coach McCabe and my dad real cool. Because like I said, my dad was a punter and he works with Coach McCabe. We trained at a 101 kicking in Atlanta. But awesome. Yeah, he ended up setting me up with my stars. But on the other hand, how I ended up coming across the offer with Jackson State.
Yeah.
There was a guy named Jacob Enns I started working with once I got to Independence. And Jacob Enns is a real good punting coach and kicking coach. He played at University of Arkansas State. Well, I think it's Arkansas State University. Mm-hmm. And then he also played at University of North Alabama. And he was working with me a lot. He helped me fix my form a lot because I wasn't able to get with McCabe because I'm up in Kansas. He's down in Alabama and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing some virtual trainings with Jacob Enns. All my games, I'm sending him my film. He's telling me how to put it out on Twitter and stuff like that. And so one day he just told me, he was like, I sent your film to Jackson State. And next thing I know, Coach followed me, Coach Tyquan followed me. And he got straight to it. He just DM'd me. He said, he introduced himself, asked for my number, called me, told me straight up. He was like, well, we're offering a scholarship. I was just like, wow. And then we set up a visit that same day. And I knew that was going to, I don't know.
Well, but, you know, right?
Yeah. I just knew that was going to be a school because, like, when I put that offer out on Twitter, he said, watch how I blow up. And mm-hmm. it blew up.
It
blew quick, too. And I was just like, wow. Then when I came down there, it was even better.
That's what I want to hear about that visit. I've seen pictures, and I've talked to you about it. And, you know, I know you enjoyed it, but let the fans know. Just take us through that entire visit.
Man, the visit, oh, my God, the facilities. Amazing locker room, amazing lounge room, amazing two basketball gyms just to shoot around in. That's nice too. Nice practice field, nice weight room. What caught my attention most, I ain't never been to a school with a 4-story library. I was like, what? The library is 4 stories. That's crazy. That's like, mm-hmm. that's insane.
I love that.
Most athletes don't notice that, so that tells you a lot about this young man. He noticed the library.
But the best thing was the game. That was amazing. We got there pretty early. There was no one there, so we ended up going to the tailgate. Some people out there, a lot of folks out there was just giving me food. They gave me drinks. They gave me bees to wear. And then after that, we ended up getting some lady. Oh, another thing is – Let me hold on real quick. Hold on real quick.
You good? Take your time.
I gotta find her name real quick. Cause I met someone out there who really hooked me up. Okay, hold on. I think there was a woman by the name of Ronnie, and so I like to do graphic design, and that's something I want to go big in one day if I don't achieve my goal to make it to the NFL. Cause you know everyone's not guaranteed the NFL, so you gotta always have a backup plan.
Absolutely.
So before the crazy thing is, before I even got on campus, like to enroll as a student, a lady already told me like she'll set me up with an internship for graphic design. Wow. And they'll go off my football schedule. And I was just like, wow. I was nice. Like, they already messing with me. I ain't even got here yet. And then you know, when the stadium packed out, that was a crazy part, especially when the team came out and when they scored the first touchdown, stadium went insane. It was crazy. And then speaking with Coach TC, man, I didn't know he was that tall, first off. I knew he was that tall. Yeah, exactly. But he was pretty cool. He seemed like he was pretty happy to see me, and it felt good. Like, there's a difference between, like, schools I visited. You know, I go out, speak to the coaches, but, like, just to be able to speak with the head coach and it feel like he was happy to see me just made me like feel happy. And it's in the city of Jackson, remind me somewhere like the city of Atlanta.
Okay.
So that's why I really like the city of Jackson.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
Oh, and TC was like to my dad, he was like, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. I guess because my dad played HBCU football. And so
where dad played?
He played at Albany State University.
Okay.
Albany State. All right, man.
My mother was also a cheerleader there at Albany State University. Okay. That's how they met.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
The HBCU family.
Yes.
So when that Jackson State offer came, was it a no-brainer or did you waste some options? Did you go on other visits?
I mean, I'm not even going to lie. When Jackson State offered, Arkansas Pine Bluff started talking to me. But then they slightly cut communications with me. And then Southern started speaking with me like really heavy. The crazy thing is, I can't say that on here. I can't say that on here. But yeah, Southern started talking to me, but they tried to make me do something I didn't want to do. So I was like, nah, I couldn't do it, basically. But other than that, it was a few other schools, University of Albany, like the one in New York. Y'all know that school?
Yeah, Albany University, right. Yep.
Yeah, they started talking to me. I just got offered by San Diego State today too.
Wow, the Aztecs. Yeah. Wow. That's
pretty good. Not San Diego State, Torres, University of San Diego.
University of San Diego.
Torres. I got
Pioneer League. We just played them in basketball. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. But I was just talking with my dad a lot, and based off how my dad felt at that school, I knew he was happy. Like he was happy, and lately that's all he's been talking about: Jackson State this, Jackson State that.
He doesn't even know we Jackson.
He's gonna realize that he'll find out.
Let him find out.
Jackson State this. Hey, it's a inside joke. We had somebody.
You'll get it.
We had somebody trolling some haters, man, so.
How about Captain Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No.
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Did your dad go on the visit with you to Jackson State?
He did.
Dad, I mean, let me ask dad a couple questions, man. I know you. Come on up, dad. Hey, come on up now. Don't be shy.
I'm here.
Talk about that visit. You know, you seem pretty excited, pretty happy about the commitment.
I mean, it was a nice atmosphere. I mean, they showed good love. I talked to the coaches, and I was amazed when I talked to the head coach how tall he was. Based on what you see him on TV, it's a different thing. But when you see a person in person,
right,
it's different. But my wife, she's an AKA, and one of her line sisters, she graduated from Jackson State.
Okay.
And she love it. This road trip we going down every time we going on the road trip. And then on my job, I got 2 people. That's alumni from Jackson State.
We're everywhere.
So they was happy. They're like, "Hey, man, he's in a good place. He's in good hands."
Hey, well, I can say this too. I mean, I can add one thing too. Pops is that not only is he at a great school, but he's gonna be in good hands. The love is real. The coaches do a phenomenal job of taking care of student athletes.
Yeah,
and like, you couldn't play for a better coach, you know. And I'm not saying that because we know Coach TC, but one of the most authentic brothers that you ever want to, you know, talk to, be around, and just a straight shooter. And we, you know, we're ecstatic. You know, it's the alumni family is something that we take serious. And as you see, it's a real thing. You know, the love of JSU, love of JSU I'll say this. I don't mind tooting our horn, man. I don't. It ain't going to be too many HBCUs you can go to that's got no Tiger talk. That can sit you down and got a platform that's going to allow, you know, us to. Now, not only will we, you know, bring him on for this show, but we also want to bring him back on whenever he becomes a student and he's enrolled the season is started, and we'll bring him back. So just wanted to throw that in there. I mean, this right here is phenomenal. You guys could very well be a trendsetter because this is the first time we've ever done this, and hopefully we do more of it. So just wanted to throw that in there for you, Pops.
Yeah, like I told him, I said, "Hey, it was a big time thing." And we got there, and the coach is like, "My son, he's like, coach wanted to come in and see the coach before the game," and he was like, "We're the only ones going there."
You cut out on me.
My bad. But
okay, go ahead. He said you guys were the only ones that. Then that's all we heard.
Skip over that.
Okay. We got you.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind. All right.
It threw me off. He caught me off. And he threw me off. So I like, what's going on? He said, "Come on, we got to go in and see the coach." That's okay. So we're gonna meet him and took pictures or whatever. I mean, it was a nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But I enjoyed everything when I came down. I mean, it was a big, nice homecoming for us. And matter of fact, we talked to some of the other people who were sitting up in the stands. There was alumni, and they seen my son's badge. They're like, oh, he's coming here. I said, yeah, he's a punter. She said, oh, we need a punter.
Listen, I'm telling you, boy.
Kid mentioned it, but we literally had our long snapper punting. He had never punted. Avery Salerno, he did a tremendous job. He had never punted before. So yeah, typically the punter doesn't get a lot of shine. It's not the sexy announcement or the sexy commitment. So, but trust me, these fans are loving this, and you can see it in the comments because we understand the importance of it.
Just to kind of expand on it, Pops and Jalen, in the first game, our kicker goes down. I think it was either a hip or something like that. And then we find ourselves having to roll with the we wound up actually having a punter to kick. And then the punter wound up getting injured. And then that's how we kind of got in the situation that we were in. So we got really thin. Normally you don't see anything. I've never seen that happen before. So not to beat a dead horse though, but I think the coaches knew what we needed, and that's why he was very matter of fact. And I think he also looked at your talents, Jalen, and said, you know what, this kid is not gonna be around much longer. So we going all in. We let him know we want him, and we're just ecstatic that you found Jackson State to be that university for you, man. So can't do much but say. And that's one of our actual Tiger Talk members as well, Zoe Phillips. You see, Zoe Phillips Tiger Talk. He's not on at the moment, but he's part of the family as well.
What's good, Zoe?
Yeah, I want to go back to this comment, though. He said, you're about to be famous. You probably already are. Talk about how that Twitter blew up after after you posted that you had the offer from Jackson State. I know the fans blowing you up in the DM and stuff like that.
Oh, man. So hold on. It's people liking stuff right now. But when I posted the offer, let me go to it. When I posted the offer, I got 22,000 views, 266 likes, 9 quotes and 58 reposts. But the thing that blew up the most, though, let me tell y'all the thing that blew up the most. Let me find it real quick.
Wow.
The thing that blew up the most was when I posted my uniform pictures. I put out Tiger Nation, what's going on? Man, I got 57,000 views, 46 reposts, 9 quotes, 358 likes. I was like, wow. And my dad told me once I put the photos out, it was going to blow up. And it did. Yeah.
He didn't know it would be like that, though, I bet.
Nah, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Can't wait to connect in Atlanta.
Huge fan base in Atlanta. And that is the
Metro Atlanta alumni chapter, Mr. Sylvester Taylor. Great brother right there. Very supportive, go all out for D. I love Jackson State University, man. So, don't trip. But no, man, we're happy to have you, man. Thankful that you chose Tiger Talk to make your big announcement. We hope you start a trend. Somebody said, don't be afraid to tell the other recruits, man, to follow your lead, man. Follow your lead, man. You already
come to the leader. I'm gonna do that. All the other recruits need to go ahead and commit. And I got one person. Hold on, let me search them up real quick. So y'all, I got one more person.
Wait a minute. Ken, we
well, you know, about you know, Zoe is actually in Atlanta also. So that's absolutely.
Zoe's in Atlanta too.
Yeah.
Okay, we can link up. But another person I'm gonna show y'all. My phone a little bit busted up, so ignore that. Hold on.
Different. Can't see. Let's see.
I know he watching. I need you to commit, bro.
Okay.
I need you to commit, bro. This one of my guys. He's a kicker at a JUCO in Mississippi called Colin. Y'all know that.
JUCO? We know. He
was going to come down with me to the visit this last weekend, but he had a game. He had a championship game. So
tell the fans together. His name and give them his X information so they can go ahead and follow him and blow him up. You know how we do.
So his name is Brandon Gillum, and his Twitter is Brandon Gillum 2.
So, yeah,
spell it out for him.
B-R-A-N-D-O-N. GILLIAM 2.
Somebody type that in the comments so everybody can see it.
Yeah, go show some love to him. Not sure if he has an offer, but I'm pretty sure he does. But
he's got an offer.
We got quite a few players from Colin that we're actually recruiting. So But no, if there's an offer out there, we can always go show love. Now, I don't know how else that works, but go show him some love, y'all. Go show him some of that Tiger love. Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it.
Hey, man, we appreciate this. For you coming on, we appreciate you for committing. Once you commit to us, we commit to you. So, man, your family just grew by 50,000 people, man. Just wearing that Jackson State gear around town, around Atlanta, you will be showing a lot of love. I support mom and dad. Obviously, we know that he's coming from an amazing family. So we know that we already know by your support and your presence here that you care a great deal about your son. So trust me when I tell you he's in great hands. You don't have anything to worry about for the next how many years? How many? What's the eligibility?
Three years.
He has a family for life, or after the 3 years, but specifically these next 3 years. So anything else you guys want to say to the fans?
My dad want to say something.
Okay.
I will say, with me being a special team coach, any other guys that I coach for kicking and punting, I will try to direct them toward the Dog and Tiger Nations.
Hey, I love that, man. That's what I'm talking about, Pops. Send them to us, man. We love
them. I will because, like I told my son, with me coaching, I put five guys already in college, but my goal was to put a punter in Division One, and my son was the very first one to go Division One. Awesome. And that's my goal, to continue to put more guys in there in that position. And he bought in. At first, we bumped heads or whatever, but when he bought in, he seen the results and he see what happened.
Absolutely, man. Much respect and applause to you, Pops. The proof's in the pudding. You know, you can't get a D1 scholarship unless you got that talent and you obviously have done a phenomenal job.
I mean, it's all about buying in.
Yes, sir.
And practicing on your technique. Keep practicing on that, because anybody can go out and kick a ball, but at the end of the day, can you perform under the pressure?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. If you cannot do that, then everything else out the door. And he bought into it when I coached him up, and I coached him out kicking out the end zone. All our drills we did out of the end zone, and he performed up under that, and he excelled, and I'm happy for him.
We can tell.
I got one more thing to say. For all the folks out here watching, man, just know, like, whatever y'all want to do in life, y'all can do it. If I could be real with y'all, I could have quit this 2 years ago, but I just kept going with it.
And I wasn't gonna let you stop. And
that's all I gotta say is, whatever y'all got going in life, what y'all want to do, what y'all want to be, work towards it, never give up. Straight up.
You guys inspire me, man, because I'm telling you, man, I don't know, you can't see the folks in the comment section, but I know that might have, that touched some folks, man. It touched me. That's a life lesson right there. You know what I mean? And thank you for sharing that message. I'm already proud of him. Proud of you, Pops, for pushing him. You know, proud of you, Jalen, for buying in. And we welcome you guys with open arms and can't wait to meet you. We officially meet you, you know, when you guys come down. And we're very active within the program to try to do as many interviews as we possibly can and get that media out. One of the things Tiger Talk like to do is we like to tell our own story. So when it comes to HBCUs, we don't wait for others to tell our story for us. It's a labor of love from D. Corey C., myself, Zoe, and the entire crew. We want to do that for you guys, man. So thank you for entrusting Tiger Talk with this monumental decision, mm-hmm. man. You guys just made history for Tiger Talk. We've been doing this since 2019, 4 years in, going into our fifth year. So we've never, ever had a commit come on live and share the experience right away. We usually wait until they commit, then we interview them. But to do this live is giving me chills, man. So thank you for sharing this moment with us, and we look forward to it, man. Can't wait for you to get started. I know the coaches are watching, so at least we hope they are. So if so,
yeah, they tuned in. They tuned in. I texted them the link.
One thing I do want to say to you guys, to the Payne family, man, happy Thanksgiving. And again, welcome to the JSU Tiger family.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, too. But hey, y'all go follow me on Instagram. You know,
that's what they want to know. Give them that info.
All right. So my Instagram is JAYWITTHE. BOOT, J with the boot. No, wait, hold on. Maybe I got that wrong a little bit. Hold on.
It's okay. Take your time.
I be changing my Instagram name so much it don't make no sense. It's Jay Witt the Boot, like J-A-Y-W-I-T-D-A Boot.
All right.
But yeah, that's well,
we definitely going out. We definitely gonna tag you. We're gonna tag you, Corey. Put out, we'll drop you, drop his contacts on all the Tiger Talk socials.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we got you covered, brother. We got you
thank
covered.
Thank you, thank you.
Man, right. Thanksgiving, hey, man.
It was an honor.
To have you guys, man. Seriously.
We're looking forward to obviously having you come on campus and meeting you. Definitely looking forward to a great season from you and the team and a great career at Jackson State. And definitely looking for, I think the entire fan base is looking forward to meeting your family as well, your parents.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Stand on business.
Stand on business. You always got to stand on business.
All right. Appreciate all right. you, Taylor. Take care.
You too.
Ken Clark.
Hey, man, that was epic, man. That was epic, bro. Wow.
Yeah, that was moment, not man. Only the moment, but the person. You know, it's not just the what just took place, but the person that we had on. I think he was the perfect person to kick this thing off in terms of live commitments on Tiger Talk. I had his dad in the background. I've never seen that man. For a commitment.
That was unbelievably awesome. Proud too, man. And man, that was special, man. That was special. This might be one of the best shows we've ever done, especially live, man. I think at the end of the day, Corey, what we you know, Jackson State is a university, so it's about students and student athletes. And, you know, to have an actual student athlete come on, and we've done good enough work for them to feel like
to reach out to us.
Yeah, man, that's the thing, man. That makes you want to go even harder. And, man, we welcome any recruit that, you know, wants to come on. And we hope we did them some good service. And, I think with the 250, 260 people that are watching, man, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for all the love, man. Continue to show love. That's what it's all about. So, again, that's all I got right now, bro. That was well, awesome.
I know you're about to go hard in an hour.
Yeah,
so
we got a live show tonight.
We got a nighttime recap coming from KC 1400 and the crew.
yeah, man. Shout out to everybody, night. Man. So absolutely. Yeah, that was awesome, bro. That was awesome, Doc. Look forward to chatting a little longer tonight about we got a new president, stuff like that. You know,
a lot of stuff, man. I mean, volleyball, men's basketball, Coach Mo, the women's teams in Puerto Rico. There's a lot, man. There's a lot, so much going on with Jackson State. So year round.
We ready to roll, man. So absolutely. Without further ado, Tiger Nation, Tiger family, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's your boy Ken Clark. Boss man, Corey C.
All right, we'll catch y'all next time.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.